And now a closer look at a story that's been making headlines. Last week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice sent a message to all her employees, reminding them that they have a duty to serve, and she just might have to direct people to serve in Iraq. Her not-so-subtle reminder followed a testy town hall meeting, where staffers raised lots of questions and concerns about the possibility of forced assignments to a war zone. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is the largest U.S. mission in the world, and there are a growing number of jobs to fill both there and in the provincial reconstruction teams in Iraq. Secretary Rice told diplomats that she will fill all these jobs, and if not enough volunteers come forward, she'll order people to go. Staffers have lots of technical questions about how all of this will work, and some very emotional ones, like this one from Jack Crotty, who said in the town hall that a forced assignment to Iraq is a potential death sentence.
Who will take care of our children? Who will raise our children if we're dead or seriously wounded? Who will get our kids through life and into college, okay? And you know that at any other embassy in the world, the embassy would be closed at this point with all this incoming rocket and everything. So basically,
while this debate made headlines in the U.S., one Foreign Service officer already based in Iraq's Anbar province just happened to be back here in Washington. James Soriano said he was not surprised to hear the concerns raised by his colleagues. He says service in Iraq is not for everyone.
I live in a trailer, bad plumbing. We eat with the troops. In Anbar, we have no telephone service whatsoever. The insurgents destroyed the telephone infrastructure, so my contact with the outside world is basically by email. It's a tough assignment.
Soriano travels around in Iraq in full body armor and in military convoys, and like all the Iraq assignments, he's separated from his family.
Being away from family is a strain. I mean, I think of my kids every day, and my family physically lives in Beirut, Lebanon. My wife is Lebanese. My kids are out there, and I see them 5 or 6 times a year. I bring them down to Jordan, and I visit them there. But being away from family is very, very stressful.
But he's done Iraq tours twice now, first in southern Iraq during the early years of the war. He's been in Anbar province for more than 14 months and has seen how local sheikhs have turned on the insurgents and aligned themselves with the U.S. Soriano says he plans to stay another year to help the U.S. promote better local governance in Anbar.
There are some things that come along in life that you just have to do, and I got to bring home Anbar province. I was there when the battle was raging. I'm here now when we're entering the post-conflict period, and I'd like to see a return to normalcy before I depart.
It's hard to make any generalizations, though, about State Department service in Iraq. More than 1,500 people have already served there. Some have returned with post-traumatic stress disorder and say the department isn't doing enough to help on that front. 3 State Department employees have been killed in Iraq. Steve Kashket, vice president of the American Foreign Service Association, has been getting lots of calls from people being tapped for potential forced assignments.
In some cases, people are concerned for a particular personal reason, a family situation that may preclude them from being willing to volunteer for Iraq at this moment in time. Some people are concerned because they have no experience in the Middle East.
His feeling, though, is that the State Department will get the 48 volunteers it still needs for next year. But he fears this whole debate has given the wrong impression about Foreign Service officers. Kashket says diplomats are stepping up to the challenge, but the Foreign Service is small. He says the military has more musicians than the State Department has personnel to staff U.S. embassies around the world. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.